I only went down there once, and it was a long time ago, but I remember these kids that I didn't know. You know, it was like the first couple weeks of school, and we were just exploring Providence, and I didn't really, nobody really knew anybody, you know? And these kids, like, came up to me, and they were like, hey, you want to come explore this, like, tunnel, you know, this little, like, hidden, like, tunnel? And I was like, yeah, it sounds cool. And so we, like, went down, and we crossed the train tracks and, like, went over to this spot. And, like, one of the kids was older, and he, like, knew about it, you know? And he pointed to this, like, manhole cover, and he was like, this is where it is. And so we had to, like, you know, all pick up the cover mm-hmm. and, like, put it to the side. And then we went down, but it was, like, really shady, and I was kind of getting scared, you know, about it. But, like, we went down, and, like, you had to, like, sort of slither through, and kind of, like, I think you had to crawl on your chest. Like, you had to lay down to get in. And, yeah, that's right. I remember the kids told us to, like, put on clothes that we didn't mind getting dirty, you know? So, anyway, it's pretty weird. When you went inside, and I can't remember who went in there with me, but it's pretty cool. I had no idea what it was, and I, like, still don't really know. Well, it became apparent to me that it was, like, an installation. When I saw, like, the castings and stuff. So, it didn't scare me. It was more sort of exciting. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, holy shit. Like, I bet there's a lot more to Providence, like, to see. You know, this is going to be really exciting. And it was, like, my first couple weeks at RISD, so it was, like, I was, like, super excited about going to school in Providence and, like, being able to explore all these things. I didn't really, I don't know who made it, but, like, I heard that there was this guy and that all of the things that were supposed to be in there, which when I went in there, there was only, like, a book, like a James Bond novel, and, like, some shoelaces, you know, something weird, you know? Maybe a lighter that didn't work. So, like, this guy was supposedly put, like, all of his stuff, like, his possessions that he had, like, in the world down there, and had, like, given up his life as, like, a possession holder and, like, became a homeless man.
And you thought he lived on the streets of Providence?
Yeah. It's word of mouth sort of thing. So, like, you had to have been told about it from someone. And it was, like, one of those spots where you could, I'm so sad it's gone now, but, like, you could take somebody, like, if you wanted to show off this cool part of Providence to someone who just got there, it was one of those spots that you could take them to.